It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable, inerrant teachings of the infallible, preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salou. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for meeting with us this morning on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us, and also a great privilege to be with you by means of radio to share with you the wonderful account of God's love. Happy Easter, where we celebrate Jesus' victory over death, hell, and the grave to offer eternal life to all those who would receive Him as personal Savior. Today, we'll be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 9. That's Hebrews chapter 9. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by the Praise Trio from Andrews Memorial Baptist Church in Graham, North Carolina. The name of the first song that they're going to sing for us is titled Written in Red. Jesus said in John 15:13, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." We find Paul saying this in Ephesians chapter 2, starting with verse number 11. "Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in this world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. God's love gave his only begotten Son. It was Christ's love to die in our place. Yes, he laid down his life, shedding his blood, to buy a perfect salvation for all that would come to him, confessing that they are a sinner, repenting of their sin, and then asking Jesus to be their personal Savior. My friend, if on this Easter Sunday you realize that you have not received the gift of God that Jesus bought for you on the old rugged cross, if you would like to have someone sit down with you and share with you what the Bible has to say about how you can receive this eternal life that Jesus bought for you, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to sit down with you and share with you what the Bible has to say about how you can receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We would like to invite you to come be with us in the services this morning. We have already had our sunrise service at 6:30 this morning and our fellowship breakfast that was after the sunrise service, but we still have two services today. We have Sunday school at 9:45 this morning, and we also have our morning service at 11 o'clock. No night service tonight because this is Easter Sunday, but we do want you to be involved in being a part of these services. And of course, we have our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study at 7 o'clock. And unless you're providentially hindered so that you can't come be with us before Wednesday night, please come be with us this morning at 9:45 for Sunday school at Tabernacle Baptist Church and stay for our morning service at 11 o'clock. We have websites you can also go to. You can type in www.mebbentabernaclebaptistchurch.com, all one word, and Mebben is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, mebbentabernaclebaptistchurch.com. There, you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find written material that will share with you how you can receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and also how you can start living for the Lord after you receive the Lord Jesus Christ. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebbens Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebbens with an apostrophe S, this will bring up all the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church and will also give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 9 today. Let's listen to another song by the Praise Trio from Andrews Memorial Baptist Church in Graham, North Carolina. The name of this second song is titled, His Strength is Perfect.
I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. But sometimes I wonder what He can do through me. No great success to show, no glory on
strong. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. We can only know the power that He shows when we truly see how deep our weakness goes. His strength in us begins where ours comes to an end. He hears our humble cry and proves us.
Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And before you think, Christian, but that was Paul. That's not me. Paul, several verses later, wrote this, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The strength of Christ is perfect because He bought a perfect salvation. His strength gives us what we need to be successful in this life. And as Jesus told Paul, that His strength is made perfect in weakness. His strength is perfect. But for what do we need the strength of Christ? Christ gave us the Great Commission, telling us that we need to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Listen to this last song by the Praise Trio from Andrews Memorial Baptist Church in Graham, North Carolina, as they sing for you, Carry the Light.
This world of darkness, we are given light, hope for all the dying. How will they know? How will they know that Jesus loves them? In His sight, carry the light, carry the light. no more night. In the name of Jesus Christ, bury the light. Count them by the millions, blinded slaves to sin. Inside they are dying. How will they know? How will they know that Jesus loves them and his heart is breaking? Carry the children, they are precious in His sight, in His sight. Carry the light, Go and preach the gospel till there is no more night. In the name of Jesus Christ, carry the light. Children, they are precious in His sight, Carry the light, Go and preach the gospel till there is no more night. In the name of Jesus Christ, carry the light. In the name of Jesus Christ, carry the light. In the name of Jesus Christ, carry the light. His light, carry the light.
Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, starting with verse number 14, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." What is our light, Christian, that we are to let shine? Our light is Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world, the light of the world that saved us if we've asked Him to be our Savior. So when Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men," He's saying, let Jesus shine in your life so that the light of salvation might be seen to a dark and dying world. Carry the light. Share the light of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Hebrews chapter 9, we find a continuation of chapter number 8, dealing with the first covenant and the second covenant that would replace the first covenant. In the first part of chapter 9, verse number 1, "Then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary. For there was a tabernacle made, the first wherein was the candlestick and the table and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant, and over it the cherubims of glory, shadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot speak now particularly. Verse number 6, Now when these things were thus ordained, the priest went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. But into the second went the high priest alone, once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. The Holy Ghost is signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest while the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices, which could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience, which stood only in meats and drinks and divers washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of reformation. But Christ, being come an high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. The priests of the Old Testament had to enter into the holiest of holies every year, one time alone, to come before the mercy seat, to sprinkle the blood for the atonement of sins. He would have to come back every year to offer a blood sacrifice of animals, because that blood could not take away sin. It could only cover sin for a year. But then we have the time of Reformation. The Reformation that is spoken of in verse number 10 is talking about the Reformation that Jesus brought into the world when he came to seek and to save that which was lost by dying on an old rugged cross. Jesus gave himself as a sacrifice, as it says here in verse number 12, having obtained eternal redemption for us. By the blood that Jesus shed, we have an eternal redemption. When we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, his blood takes away our sins. When we accept Christ as Savior, we gain what is called everlasting life, because he has given us an everlasting redemption. Animal blood offered in the Old Testament tabernacle was not sufficient to take away sins. It was only a picture. In fact, if we go back to verse number 4, where it talks about the Ark of the Covenant that was overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna and Aaron's rod that budded and the tables of the covenant. Under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is satisfaction pictured in the manna. There is confidence pictured in the rod that budded. There's authority that's pictured in the tables of the covenant. Under the blood of Christ, we have satisfaction. We have confidence. We have the authority that we need under the blood of Christ, the picture of the mercy seat. But that picture could not be made perfect with animal blood. That picture that we have of salvation could only be bought by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, as he shed his blood on the cross of Calvary, dying in our place to buy salvation. Jesus died that we might live, and Jesus rose from the grave so that we who accept Christ would die no more. It is the eternal redemption that was bought for us so that we might have everlasting life through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Eternal redemption bought for us gives us everlasting life when we receive Jesus Christ as personal Savior. Now, my friend, if you have received Jesus as your Savior, are you living in accordance to the salvation that Jesus bought for you? On this Easter Sunday, we need to remember all that Jesus did in buying salvation and then rising from the dead to give us victory over death, hell, and the grave. We can have this victory and we can live a victorious Christian life because of what Jesus Christ did for us. And my friend, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, on this day, when we celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, why not come to Him in prayer, confess that you're a sinner, repent of your sins, and then ask Jesus to save you? What a great day to be saved on the day that we celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, if I can help you, please call me and join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time."